Hello there, my name is Corey, and I am a Star War.
And my name is Corey, and I am a Star War.
And my name is Jim, and I am also a Star War.
And we are a Star War. So this is a mini
episode. It's not going to get any better.
We are just a little under the influence. I'm going to go ahead and set my timer.
Speak for yourself.
And then we'll start. Timer for 20 minutes. This is a mini episode. The rules are there are basically no rules except that we're going to talk for 20 minutes. And when the timer goes off, this episode is done. The episode has officially started. Today we're talking about toys. I got into some false nerd rage the other day.
I'm glad you're starting here.
I don't think it was false. Go on.
It was not fake.
We're talking about toys, and Pawpaw Star War got in a little bit of a conundrum with myself.
You were salty.
I get salty. So if you listen to the last couple episodes, Corey Martin brought us all presents to an episode, right? And he brought us Moff Gideon action figure, Black Series, Ahsoka Tano, and we got Jyn Erso, correct?
Jyn Erso, but she's holding up the back room.
Yeah, he already sold it on eBay.
Holding it down.
It's because it made it famous.
It's valuable property right now because it's been part of this podcast lore.
Yeah.
But me being the person that I am highly obsessive about things, right? So I got home.
To put it mildly.
Yeah. I decided we're going to have toys when we set up and we record. And they will be like property of the podcast, right? Whether I buy them, whether y'all buy them. Whatever. So Corey bought these few toys, the Moff Gideon, the Tano, and Jyn Erso from Ollie's Bargain Outlet. Is that what it's called?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we have one in town. I decided I was going to go check it out.
Where is it?
It's over on Madison Boulevard.
Okay.
They didn't have much, right? They had the Moff Gideon. They had a whole bunch of Ahsoka Tano and a couple of other random figures. So I made a trek to my hometown of Florence, Alabama last night for something. And I was like, they have an Ollie's. I'm going to stop there. This motherfucker had all the toys, right? Mm-hmm. So they had a bunch of Moff Gideon. They didn't, for some reason, I thought they would have a bunch of these because I was going to buy one for myself to not leave here at the podcast recording at Moss Torres, where we currently are at the Moss Torres Cantina. So what I did find, though, we'll get into shortly because we're, like I said, this is going to be like, is Bofars. We just leave them at my house. Right? So I'm going to start bringing toys to the recording. If you guys would also like to buy toys and send to us to open on the podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, we'll send it back.
No, we won't. They're going to be ours, motherfucker.
Toys are for playing with.
Toys are for playing with, and we will set them up. We're not going to do video podcasts very often. Let's put this out there. If you're listening in the audio-only feed, we are doing a video component to this as well, strictly because it's basically show-and-tell night. So anyway, talking about the nerd rage that I had earlier.
He can't get his phone unlocked.
I can't. I'm going through some things over here. So I was like, okay, let me go look at some toys. I'm just hitting in this six-digit number over and over and over again, and it's a situation. So I went to Ollie's, and I was like, okay, they got this Black Series figure for $10, right? Black Series look good as hell.
Yep.
They got these 3.75-inch retro-looking figures for like $4 or $5, right? Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So after I left Ollie's in Huntsville/Madison the other day, I went to Walmart and was looking.
Walmart's.
And I thought I found a Lando throwback figure similar to Ahsoka here on the table. And it was, I thought it was priced $25.
What?
And I went through the roof. So I went home and posted about it on Facebook. I was like, is this Pawpaw Star War being too much of a Pawpaw? Because I'd be a Pawpaw. I'm not going
to lie. But $25 for an action figure.
So someone pointed, we had two people point out, like, surely that's got to be on the wrong peg. So the further inspection, it was supposed to be some other Dungeons and Dragons. So this toy, I went back to Walmart just to check. These are in the store for $13. These throwback figures.
Jesus.
And then Black Series figures are $25.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, okay, this is like a, what, 5-6 inch figure? It's got more articulation points or whatever, which is fine. But, like, I know there's a bunch of nerds that leave this shit in packages and don't play with them.
Nah, toys are for playing with.
Mm-hmm. And I did that. I'm not mad. I've been through my phase of that. But I don't do that anymore, right? Like, because...
He's recovered.
Yeah, I'm recovered. I get worked up. Sorry.
Do it.
So
that's why we're here.
These are for kids, and you're supposed to play with them. I get it. But, like, you got people filled, rooms filled with boxes of unopened toys.
Yeah.
This is our first gift. This is for us, but this is the throwback Mando or Boba Fett from the Mando Book of Boba Fett series.
Mm-hmm.
Mando series.
Nice.
This was given to me by my brother last year. Nice. I opened this motherfucker, and he's going to live with us from now on. 3.75 inches at Walmart would be $14. Did I say 13 or 14 earlier?
13.
It's a lot of money.
Inflation. I mean, it was 13 10 minutes ago, and now it's 14.
I don't remember. That's the first one for us. That's
That's a good looking figure.
It's a good looking figure.
Does the rocket shoot out?
And if so, put your glasses on.
Probably, but I threw away the packaging, so just see if you can find a
pull his toe. Nah,
I think it's stuck in.
We were dumb when we were 5. We're dumb now that we're 45.
Oh, put her lightsaber back in her.
Oh snap.
Okay.
She's dropping them again.
Am I crazy? Is $14 too much for a retro action figure like this?
Yes. All right.
I think so, yes.
Not crazy.
But the thing that I think is, are we getting, like, there's inflation, yeah. But, like, the toys that we got, and they're represented on this table, versus the toys that are available now.
Yeah, there's an old Luke and
Leia and... What is that? That's an AT-ST or AT-AT? That's an AT-AT pilot. Anyway, like... Like these two are retro and they're trying to go back. So that's bullshit. But like that Black Series is a bigger toy. It's more intricate.
Is it worth $25?
I don't think it's worth $25. I do think it's worth more than the $239 that we paid when we were kids.
But we never had anything that looked
like that.
These look great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue
That looks like Giancarlo Esposito. So,
but you get this for $10 now at Ollie's,
mm-hmm.
right?
Do you know what the difference between like that figure and then the old ones? They didn't pay the actors for their likeness rights on the old ones. These new actors are smart and they have to pay for their likeness rights too.
Brilliant. Jimmy with the smarts. Mm-hmm. So here's another gift for us that I got for a whopping $10. It is Black Series Han Solo.
Oh.
Is this why nobody wants to pay $25 for them, but they'll pay $10
mm-hmm.
for them, right?
I mean,
that's a good looking action figure.
Somebody paid whatever the wholesale price was.
Heck yeah, that looks awesome.
Are you going to open them?
Yeah, we're going to open these.
Okay, good.
So his blaster is his blaster.
When I move, is that what it says?
No, his blaster is like it's supposed to be. Yeah. It looks like it.
So y'all can open these as we're going through because we only have 12 minutes left.
I got this one. Too.
It's like it's both of us. So while we're on the Black Series, let's go to another one that I purchased yesterday in Florence, Alabama. Lando, bitches.
Oh, nice.
So Ollie's in Florence had a bunch of Lando and Han. They had 3PO. They had Chewbacca. They had Leia in camo from Return of the Jedi. These are all Black Series ones that they had. They had the Palpatine. And then, like, in the so retro, like, Gideon. No, they were on a card, though. It was different. They called it Black Series. This is where another reason where I'm confused. They have these Black Series in a box. They have Black Series on a card. Mm-hmm. But then they had retro Mandalorian figures that were this size.
I'm glad you got it.
Just rip it open.
We're good now.
But they had like Quill and the armor and a handful of others.
They had Quill? I want Quill.
I'm going to get one at some point. $10?
I'll go 13 on Quill.
Yeah.
This is the way.
This is the way.
I have spoken.
Well, maybe next time you can go to Ollie's because they got a bunch of...
I'm not going to Ollie's.
Well, do you want action figures or not?
I'll go to Amazon.
Okay, go to Amazon. But you're going to pay Full price for that money.
$25, and it's a Chinese knockoff.
Corey might not be on mic, but he's doing the important role of opening action figures.
This is what it sounds like.
That was weird. That made me uncomfortable.
We're gonna keep moving. This is where I want the discussion to really take it up.
Look at the smirk on his face. Look at Han's smirk.
That looks like Harrison.
He just looks grumpy. Like he's got awesome. Some Bengay.
But he's got his finger on the trigger because Han shot first.
All right.
Wait. Yours is on brand story-wise. I just have a toy stuck under my shirt, so I just want to offload it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it to Corey Martin.
Is this for Corey Martin?
Yeah, this is his birthday.
Yes. Oh, my God. The Razor Crest.
So I have a question about the Razor Crest, because we loved that ship.
How can it be gone forever?
And then they blew it all the way up to where there was nothing but powder left. And now we get the, you know, the Nubian Starfighter redone. But like,
which is cool, but
did they do that to make a new toy? Because this is a great ship.
I love this ship. And that, like, biggest Lego set ever of the Razor Crest is like giant and amazing. It's like 3 feet long when you put it together.
For your next birthday.
And it came out after it blew up. And it's like, that's a dead ship, but it's the coolest ship ever. It's so good. And it's practical for a bounty hunter.
He could
carbon freeze people in the
And
trunk.
I don't know what I paid for that. I did buy it. I bought it online, so I probably paid too much for it, but I don't remember. So
it's got a tiny little Grogu.
See?
Does he really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, so this is the other thing that I want to talk about, because I haven't opened one of these yet, so I don't know what they look like. But as I was at Walmart, and this is a side note, I haven't been in Walmart in years until yesterday.
I don't remember the last time I went.
But I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go to the toy aisle and check it out. So I went, and as I was leaving, I grabbed like another thing or two while I was there. I was like, it's cheap, I'll get it, some things. But they had these Star Wars figures for, they were priced at like $480 or something like that.
That's Walmart.
But they rang up for $4.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not Kenner. These are Hasbro toys. You can see through the box on this one, right? And it's Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
So open that and let's do just a real quick comparison. Granted, we're not on a long lens here, so you're not going to see super close-ups of these. But
you did a really good job of putting that mic down. That was,
yeah, thank you.
Thoughtful.
Now he's opening up a box with his teeth.
That's the ASMR part of our video.
Yeah. So we have
three of those dollars just went to tape.
It is taped up like a motherfucker.
It's like my grandpa packed it up behind me.
We're really going through it for this $4 action figure.
Oh, Lord. He's got the twist tie thing.
We're going to be here for 40 more minutes. This podcast is over in like two minutes.
Just do a quick like look at it compared to some of these other figures.
Saber's pretty cool. Oh,
I mean, that's a decent looking
action
figure.
That's a good looking figure.
For $4, right?
It's got a green saber.
Yes, hold the mic to it.
Such
good. Oh, maybe that's why it's $4. He can't get the lightsaber to really stick into
it. But once it's in there, I bet it won't
come out.
He's too drunk to hold his own lightsaber.
So on that
note, I already lost it.
When I was there... When I was there, I also bought Grogu. We can leave him in the box for now. We don't have to open him up. I bought a Grogu, a little tiny $4 Grogu. And then yesterday...
That's a half-empty box. He's only that big.
He's a very little...
It's a waste of cardboard.
While I was running errands with my wife and child yesterday, she wanted to go to Pop Shelf. Have you guys ever been to Pop Shelf?
I have no idea what that is.
It's basically like the Dollar General version of like Target or somewhere, I think.
In these hard times.
Yes. Uh-huh. But they have a bunch of random stuff. And I was like, if they got some toys, I might run in there and check it out. Well, they had basically these same boxes of toys, but there's no window on the front. You just get a picture of Bo-Katan. I got Bo-Katan for
$3.
So you're
rolling the dice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
so
you have no idea.
I have no idea.
You open it, one.
Might look like I designed the figure.
It's in the same style as that one, but it's got the Hasbro logo, and it was $3. So I got that one, I got Bo-Katan, and I also got Mando.
snap.
Corey Martin is putting the mic up. No one's going to find that fun except for us.
I want to see if this thing looks like it's supposed to look on the box. Let's see. All right, here we go.
It's in a package. It looks like it's like an ice cream cookie or some right. shit.
And the winner is... Hmm. I mean, her little thing is better. There we go. Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, it's a nice looking Bo-Katan.
That's not bad, yeah.
So I know that's a wide lens and we're not getting in super close, but the general public, if you're listening, you can holler at us at We Are a Star War on Facebook and Instagram. Are we being papals? Am I being papals?
You know, I was just looking at this figure, and I think part of what you were trying to, I don't know, what I was taking away from like the different kinds of toys is like this series that we just opened up from Walmart. That's in the $4 range. Is it, you know, how does that compare to a black figure or one of the OG's figures?
Well, if this was a $25 figure, her helmet would come off.
See? Well, that's what I was going to say. The figure you have in your hand is almost the size of the black figure.
Yep.
But it's got the same, you know, posability and feature set as the old school figures.
Her arms don't bend.
And but this Luke's arms don't bend.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, the Black Series do. That's, I mean, is that worth the upcharge? Especially if you're going to keep it in a goddamn box.
I don't know one.
Well, that's the thing. To me, it's like that $25, I'm going to maybe get one. Like, if I someday see one and I'm like,
Who would it be?
It might be Darth Vader. Just a really great, solid, kick-ass $25 Darth Vader. That'd be great.
I'd pay $25 for that.
Yeah.
I looked up. I sent you guys a picture.
But that would be the one I ever bought. Like, I'm not going to have a wall full of $25 action figures. No.
I saw Wicket 40th anniversary. He's on a card. Mm-hmm. He's like this scale, right?
Mm-hmm. He's like eating an uncooked pork chop.
Yeah. FYS, an uncooked stormtrooper.
Long pig.
At FYE, they didn't have him priced, and I looked up on Amazon. It's like $25. I might would pay that just so I could put it in my pocket and walk around with it.
Like right, I mean, it's all about how you assign value to it. Sure. Like, is it enough? Sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I got a little obsessed with the toys when you brought them on the last one of the last episodes. Uh-huh. So yeah, if y'all want to do this moving forward, if you would like to send us toys, we will gladly accept them. And open them on a show, maybe with a video component as well.
But we'll send them back.
No, we won't. God damn it. I don't know where you're getting
it. It's like it's both of ours.
Those toys are ours now.
Those are ours.
Yeah, but I mean, it's theirs too. We'll just hold on to them. It's like taxes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, final thoughts. We got a couple minutes to wrap up. Like, there's a wide variety of sizes and, you know, bendability here. But, like, some of us, we're saying... $14 is too much for that Ahsoka.
Absolutely.
And too much for Boba.
Yeah, we just pulled up before we did this. We were looking at online. You can see archives of all of the old like Sears catalogs. So we pulled up the one from Christmas of 1983, I think it was. And basically like this Luke, there would be a 3-pack of him and Obi-Wan and Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. It was $7.99 for those three figures in 1983. And that was
probably a lot.
And it was like, you can get that and that'll be your Christmas.
And the calculator showed that it would be $24 in 2022.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's for three.
That's for three.
That's for three, but three little ones.
Yeah, but three little ones today would cost you $42.
Still, yeah, still, the math don't work. If these are $14, $13,
so $14. So what it sounds like to me is the Walmart deal is... the best. It's $4. That's cheaper than, you know, using deflation. Back when we bought toys, that would be cheaper.
And they didn't have a ton of these. They had a handful of characters. They had like Luke, Han. I got, you know, Grogu. I got Mando. And
that Luke's head is a little goofy looking.
I got Mando and Bo-Katan for $3 somewhere else. But it's the same shit.
This is Director Krennic. I'm serious. This is that actor.
He does kind of look
Ben
like him.
Mendelsohn. Ben Mendelsohn.
I don't know, man. He does kind of look like...
They got Director Krennic's head on that Jedi Luke.
That's why it's $4. I don't know, man. I think it still looks okay.
Ben Mendelsohn.
It looks good, though.
Look, you guys need to go buy this buckle. Luke from Walmart for $4. It's Ben Mendelsohn cosplaying as Luke Skywalker from Return of the Jedi.
Mine don't have a belt buckle.
Yeah, that's from 1983, right?
They couldn't afford belt buckles.
You might have worn that shit off carrying it around in your pocket for several years.
Maybe so.
What did you say?
I don't mean no one.
Mm. All right. Well, we have 3 seconds. 2, 1.
All right.
So that's it. Thank y'all. We are a Star Wars.
We are a Star Wars.
Yeah, we're a Star Wars.
Be sure to follow us. Did I say that already?
You did.
On Instagram and Facebook, and we are Star Wars.
You said it earlier.
That was in another show, though.
You just said it now earlier.
Okay. Earlier, too.
And then also follow the Alabama Take, our network of fellow podcasters. We have thealabamatake.com, and you can also follow the Alabama Take on all social media networks. We have different podcasts that release during the week. There's this podcast. We have a wrestling podcast called Alabama Slam Podcast. Taking It Down is a weekly pop culture podcast. Check Your Shelf is a monthly book podcast. And we have 2 different sports podcasts from Taking On Sports and The Stare Down. And then also there's a show called This Song Sucks that you guys may dig. And I guess that's it for this episode. We're going to do a couple of other mini episodes coming soon. May the Force be with you.
Pew, may pew. The Force be with you.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Yes.